Well, I'll be there again and then give them a warm welcome on this cold evening. And thank you for coming along. Now, today, in this age, we're offered many things. Some are free, some come at half price. We get free health treatment. We get sort of pre-dental care. And we get free travel if you're old enough. And if you're able to travel. Now, these things are all good in their own way, in their own right. Tonight, I would like to offer you, should I say, present to you, eternal life. It's free at no cost to you, although a great price was paid at the place called Calvary. Through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful. And the benefits it brings if you know Christ as your Saviour. Now, I'd like to read maybe an unusual chapter in the Bible to the Gospel reading, but I'd like to read Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And as we read this together, I just pray that the words that you speak to yourself are true. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think we should take time to read that again. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, mine. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters or quiet waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I'd just like to take a few things this evening out of the psalm. You know, when we turn to God's Word, especially Psalm 23, the psalm is probably the most read, the most popular, and the most believed, could you call it a poem or a hymn, in all literature. It's often quoted at funerals and other times of great distress by individuals and by congregations. This psalm contains many, many wonderful things. To those who know the shepherd, What could I say? The Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Today, all over this world, men and women, boys and girls, seek happiness in something or somebody. They try to fill that void in their life. But you know, you never get any satisfaction out of anything in this world. You can only find satisfaction in Christ. And when we read this psalm and I hope together, and I wonder if you can say for truth, He is your shepherd. In this psalm we can find many answers to peace we read about, protection, provision, a place to live, a person to love. The psalmist, and could I say, he was happy because he had the shepherd. And we could just look at these things and there's five of them. He had peace. And we find that in verse 2. It says, He leadeth me beside still or quiet waters. Wonderful. You know, it's nice to go out in the countryside. I don't walk a great deal, don't get me wrong. My wife will vouch for that one. But when you go out, especially when you're on holiday here, up there in the Highlands, and you walk along the rivers and the quietness, and all you hear is the birds singing, it's wonderful. Now, we also had protection in verse 4. And it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And then in verse 5, he had provision. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And then he had a place to live. You know, it's marvelous to have a place to live. But to have a place when you die, to live is more wonderful. And it says, He had a place to live in verse 6 in the Father's house. Where better could we go than to the Father's house? You know, the secret of all this, all these wonderful, wonderful promises, that the psalmist, David, had a person to love, but also he had a person who loved him. In verse 1, we take five words, and it says, The Lord is my shepherd. Is he yours? As I say, you read this psalm and ask in your own heart if you can feel it for truth. Despite its popularity and all its promised blessings, it's not for everyone. It's only for those who are saved, those who know Christ as a Saviour. And of a truth, entitled to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Dear friend, can you honestly say or make this claim? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your shepherd? It's true in Psalm 22 that he is a good shepherd. He died for all, and all can be saved. Only those who ever actually take Christ in simple faith are his sheep. His finished work on the cross is sufficient for all. Nobody left behind. But it's only effective for those who believe on him or in him. Simply take God at his word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it says in the Bible, and thou shalt be saved. Now I'd like to just return to the first five words of the verse or the chapter we read. And the Lord is my shepherd, and it's wonderful to see it and to know it. In the first two words is the Lord. The word of God leaves us in no doubt to his identity of the Lord. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 36, it says, God hath made this same Jesus, who ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. You see, in this verse, man, and we are reminded that man crucified the Lord. Man gave him a crown of thorns, but God crowned him with glory and honour. And you know, this morning, it was wonderful when we meet to remember our Lord. And the first thing we gave out was, behold the Lamb with glory crowned, to him all power is given. Power to save, power to keep, and power to take us home. The next word we read is the word that is. Psalmist could say, is my shepherd. Not that he might be or will be. God's salvation is not a maybe or a hope so salvation. When a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and receives him as his Savior, they are saved immediately and eternally. John 3 and 36, it says, he that believeth on the Son hath eternal life. But then it says, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And we read in Hebrews 10 and 31, it says there, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And that's what happens if you die in your sins and don't know Christ as your Savior. John, 1 John 5 and 13, it says, these things I have written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have life eternal. And then we go into the next word, which is word number 3, and it says, my shepherd. It speaks of possession, what we have, and nobody could take it away. Once again, in Romans we read, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. trials, tribulations, floods, earthquakes, anything. And I feel like an earthquake up here. Don't worry. But there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. And once again, you become one of his sheep. And it says here, you know, if you become one of the sheep, he not only saves you, but he keeps you. He's tender in his love and care over you. And it's the fourth mission. God says in his word, you are like straying sheep. Isaiah 53 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Straying sheep. You know, sheep are funny creatures. I'm up in London, you know, they get a gap in the fence and they wander around the road. But you can never find that gap to get back into. And that's what we're like. We're just like straying sheep. And straying sheep, once are outside the care and protection of the shepherd, they're exposed to all dangers. The unsaved are separated from God. And they're facing the wrath of the Holy God. That's why the Savior came to die on the cross, bearing our sins as his own body on the tree. Tonight, if you die in your sin, the shepherd becomes your judge. And then we come to the last word, his shepherd. When you take Christ as your own Savior, he becomes your shepherd and friend. And could I say, what a wonderful friend he is. What a wonderful friend he becomes. Him. And I think it's 215 in the hymn book. It says, there's no one like my Savior. No friend can be like him. And then it says, there's no one like my Savior in seasons of distress. And the next verse comes about. There's no one like my Savior. He pardoned all my sins. And we can think of many more. There's one which is a great favourite of mine. It says, I have a shepherd. One. I love so well. How he has blessed me. Tongue can never tell. Pastures abundant. Doth his hand prevail. And as I said, no one can ever be like him. If it was, I don't think God needed to send his son. But he was the only one that could save us from our sins. Now it's true, when we come saved, we become the recipients of this wonderful, wonderful son. We have this provision We have this protection. And we have this promise. These are all detailed in the remaining verses of Psalm 23. If a shepherd is really mine and yours, and I'm really his, then you have everything in him. At the beginning, I said the psalmist had peace. He had protection. He had provision. Most of all, he had a person to love. And could I say, a person who loved him. This one, the Lord Jesus Christ, can be yours this evening. As your own Savior. Along with the millions of others. There's a great long maintenance for you to heaven. And will you be there? You know, you've come to the crossroads in your life if you don't have Christ as your Savior. Which way will you go? Will you reject the Savior and his work on the cross? Because it wasn't for his own sins he went there. It was for yours and mine. Will you believe and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Tonight, that's your decision. And it's your responsibility, nobody else's. I wish I could save you, but I can't. I can only say there is one who is willing to die in your stead. Your eternal destination depends on your decision tonight. You know, I'm finishing my gospel message. I would just like to say it's a long thing since I took Christ as my Savior. And you know, even at the age of 12, not born in a Christian home, never quit. I think so important. And there's not telling you that for you. And you know, we can all look back on our own lives. And a lot of people say to me, it's the Lord's road. I don't think I'm like that. I can look back and I can see God's guiding. His guiding hand with my life. Ups and downs. Losing jobs, getting new ones, and having to retire early. And you know it's wonderful. Wonderful to have this book. This Savior. And this Shepherd. I've said already there's more to hunger. And there's not. There is no one like my Savior. It could be yours this evening. You know, I've often said, people say, I've never said either. But the minute you walk out that door this evening, without Christ, you are the biggest and dreadfulest decision in your life. I just pray, as the Lord. Hey, Father, once again, we thank you for the gospel of thy grace. We thank you for the wonderful news for sinners like us. We thank you for the ones who are saved by your wonderful grace in this gathering this evening. Father, we pray for those who are unsaved, who are just possibly on that fence, and may this evening they take and make that right decision for eternity and say, Christ, for me. Thank you once again for this great privilege of preaching the gospel of thy grace. Once again, our Father, we thank you for the one that we love, the one that we know. He's promised to come back, and we're going to be with him. One thing I have desired is to dwell in the presence of the Lord. Behold his beauty, to sit at its table. And our Father, we just ask that we'll part us with thy blessing. Take us to our homes in safety. And we ask all this in his wonderful name. Amen.